Chapter 5. Anne Goes to Church.
"Well, do you like them?"
said Marilla. Anne looked at the three new dresses on her bed.
"They're not very pretty," said Anne, "but I will try to like them."
"Try to like them?"
said Marilla angrily.
"These are good, sensible dresses. I made them for you."
"I'm sorry, Marilla. That was very nice of you. But I would like a dress with puffed sleeves."
"Puffed sleeves are too expensive, and they look stupid," said Marilla. "Now, put your dresses away. You can wear one to church tomorrow."
The next morning, Anne walked to Avonlea Church. Marilla could not go with her because she was sick. Anne did not feel happy in her new dress. She also did not like her black hat.
"How can I make it better?" she thought.
The answer came at the next corner. There were pink and yellow flowers near the road. Anne put lots of them on her hat, then ran happily toward Avonlea. Lots of girls in pretty dresses were at the church. They were very surprised to see Anne in her flower hat. There were many strange stories about the orphan at Green Gables. They all looked at her, but nobody talked to her. Anne listened to the minister in the church, but he talked for a long time, and Anne started to feel very tired. She looked out the window at the trees and flowers until he finished.
"How was church?" Marilla asked Anne at home.
"I didn't like it. It was terrible," answered Anne.
"Anne Shirley," said Marilla angrily.
"Well, I was a good girl, but I couldn't feel happy because every other girl there had puffed sleeves," said Anne.
"Don't think about your sleeves in church," said Marilla.
"The minister talked, but I didn't listen very much. He talked for too long," said Anne.
Marilla thought about Anne's words. The minister often talked for too long. Anne was a strange little thing, but maybe she was right.